always be funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
This makes you feel a type of way.
Did we watch the Terminator No Fate trailer?
Yes, we did.
Because that was sick. That shit, I'm so fucking... Did I tell you I bought Terminator Resistance?
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
I ordered it, and I started playing it yesterday.
It's dope.
It's just a first-person shooter. You know, you're up against fucking actual, like, the not with the skin T-800s, like, fucking skeletons. It's kind of a dream come true. It's pretty awesome.
I gotta check that out.
I didn't even know that it existed. Like, it was, like, it's, like, 2 years ago.
Me and Melissa have... One mission left to beat Halo 2. That shit's been sick. We've been playing through Halo
together.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
The co-op campaign.
Yeah.
So we're gonna finish that one.
You
tonight.
You gotta love a co-op campaign.
And then start Halo 3 tonight too. It's gonna be fun. What up? Are we live?
Are we rolling?
Oh, shit.
Anybody get this reference? Rolling with the homies. Nobody? That reference? Rolling with the homies.
Hey, you guys, do you remember that one dude? What up, homie? I'm Tony. You ever seen that guy's videos?
No. Yeah, the sign guy?
Yeah, Mick showed me him, actually. Yeah. What up, homie? I'm Tony.
Never seen it.
No, that's the shit. You gotta bring up some of that, Mick.
Awesome.
What up, guys? We're on another episode of the Stool Podcast. I think this is 36. Last episode, we had Mr. BG on. I know I'm wearing the same clothes. I just love this outfit. So that's how we do it.
I don't like the idea of us having a curtain. Let's be the first podcast to embrace this, dude. Yeah. Fuck the curtain.
Yeah, we did two episodes in one day.
Today, we did two episodes.
Hey, who gives a fuck, right?
This is how we give you, any of you that give a shit about what we do, this is how we give you what you want.
Yeah. More episodes, more content.
It's more for you. So I'm sorry about my t-shirt. Okay.
I'm not. I love this t-shirt. impending doom, motherfuckers. Welcome to the Stool Podcast. My name is Johnny Savage. This is the Stool Podcast. I already said that. And on my right side, we have.
It's Ranthony over here. Everybody. Somewhere there I am.
There he is.
How's it going, Ranthony? What's up?
Then we got
sitting
Mick
in the same spot as last time.
Mixture dumbass.
Oh, what's up? What's up, guys?
And he's back.
It's
good
back
to see your beautiful face, my friend.
Thanks, man. It feels good to be beautiful. And Johnny, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Take that damn can off my damn amp, dude.
Yeah, get that shit off of there.
What a douche.
I'm pretty sure there's still liquid in that. Yeah, there's still
there's
liquid in that.
There's two of them on there. That one's from I don't even know when. That's a last week probably.
You have just an incredible talent for pissing Mike off, and it makes me happy.
Yeah, I do piss.
It makes
off
me happy.
I already know that.
Every time I watch the interactions,
fuck you guys.
Yeah, fug you. F-U-G-G.
If it's any consolation at all,
yeah.
He's just as frustrating to me, Mick. He's just as frustrating to me.
You know what? Fuck both of y'all.
Is this the last episode? Is this where we draw the fucking the axe?
We never
today?
Hit 50.
Are we gonna my name is Earl this shit?
Oh man, that's funny. My name is Earl's great show.
I think this is gonna be a really not even pointed podcast.
We're just having
today.
Fun, dude.
We wanna talk about some controversial shit.
Homeroom ep.
I think that's what we're going to try to eventually get to.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll be our eventual, like, you know, mm-hmm. big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you have to share today, Johnny?
I wanted to show you guys Monochromatic Black. So I saw a clip of them on IG and I was like, this is pretty intense. And then at the same time, like, I don't know, maybe a week later, my band DNG, we played a show. One of my old homies from back in the day, he was there. He used to play in a band called Attila the Hun. I don't know if you guys remember Attila the Hun. Freaking Smooth was there, and so he, after the show, we all hung out. We had some drinks and stuff, and he was like, "Yo, this band Monochromatic Black," and I was like, "Oh, I think I heard of that." And they're pretty sick. He said that the vocalist, which is a woman, is with. is dating somebody from like a bigger band, but I don't know what band that was. So I thought that that'd be a fun topic to try to figure out, I guess. But the music is good. The music is really cool. I really enjoy it. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I'm already in. You know, this is my shit. Oh my God.
But he said that.
Is that
this
Kim
is
Condon?
His... I don't think so. That's pretty good though. I love King Condon, dude. That's my baby.
Honestly,
girl.
She's in a Mount Rushmore of mine.
Mine
I got
too.
A little Mount Rushmore.
She's
going.
On the top for
Maybe
me.
We'll have an episode dedicated to our Mount
Pause
Rushmores.
That real quick.
But she's in a little Mount Rushmore of mine.
What's your other ones?
No, that's special information. We got to save that.
Okay.
That's like a whole thing. That's what I'm saying. We'll do an episode.
There's one that's mine. And I think she's above King, but Kim's like my top. But there's one I think that came above my top.
A comedian?
Comedian. A female comedian.
Yeah?
No. I've seen her live a couple times too. She's funny. But I like Feehan. But no, that's not my style. Starts with an A. And last name L.
Last name L?
Yeah.
Letterman? Any Letterman? Should I be saying this stuff out loud? We're going to unmute that. Mark that to me.
Damn. It's perfect. Perfect specimen.
Oh, boy. We are just right off to a bad start here.
We don't right objectify women at all.
We're off to a bad start.
This band, I think she's like Arabic or something, the vocalist. I'm trying to find more information.
That's always, and especially nowadays, I think it's just becoming more popularized. It's something incredibly important to popularize because, you know, obviously you want to put the spotlight onto talent. But yeah, we're seeing a lot more female vocalists kicking ass.
Yeah.
And that kind of rules. You know what?
I like it.
I had that Inhuman Deception chick that I wanted to share. If we could pull that up, I'll share that in
Instagram. Oh, here we go. Her name's Tanya Elizabeth. That is not Arabic at all, but she looks like it. But I swear that's what he
told
me.
How long has this band been around?
I don't know.
I love the guitar work,
they're dope.
Too. I mean,
they're
awesome.
They're really dope,
sounding great.
They're freaking really dope. They're ambassadors of Eargasm. That's fucking cool. I like that. Sorry, I'm looking up information. And looks like she twitches on Tuesday and Thursdays. Well, enough about just her, though. We want to know about the band, not just her.
I was literally just talking about the guitars, and you just went back to her.
Well, I was, you know. This is dope, though.
I love the technicality of everything. She has a great tone to her voice. It's unique. It's,
So, like,
oh,
what
Jesus,
I was thinking.
Johnny.
What happened?
What?
I didn't say nothing.
Me neither.
That wasn't me. It's really dope,
okay,
though.
So this is a thing that's happening. Tori kind of brought this up when we had her on the podcast. But yeah, the whole thing where, you know, women are just, they're not being virtuoso singers anymore, you think. I mean, I get it because you have to scream and then you sing lower register stuff. But like Spirit Box really does live in that pocket. Everyone loves Spirit Box. I love Spirit Box. I enjoy them.
I like
but she's not a virtuoso singer. She really
no,
is not.
No.
She sticks
to what she does, and it's good what
and
she
works.
Does.
And it works.
Yeah. And she's got a dope-ass fucking scream. Like, she can get low. She can get, like, those high screams. I think what I like about her is some of the songs that they have, like her what is it called? Like, her singing style is very poppy. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes some of the vocal part patterns and stuff, I'm like, oh, this is very, like, Lady Gaga-esque and shit. Like, I like that one song. Specifically, there's one song I'm like, yo, this is very, like,
earwormy.
Pop. Yeah, it is. Earwormy. That's a good word, term. Mm-hmm. Is that a term? Is that a real term?
I don't know.
What's the band?
Earwormy. I don't know if that's the exact term people would use, but earworm. Yes, that's a term.
I got an earworm for you.
Well, guess what, Johnny? If we're really going crass like that, I got an ear anaconda for you.
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So. We're a bunch of fools, guys.
Yes. The Fool Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
The Fool Podcast is absolutely perfect.
So
this song, Circle With Me, Spirit Box, that song is very like pop driven, I'd say.
I shared a vocalist's like Instagram, just mm-hmm. one video, mm-hmm. but go to her like whole page and like scroll through her shit. It's Inhuman Deception. It's in the chat.
Oh my fucking
but
ear.
Yes, another female vocalist that I'm like rooting for. I think
this
she's
is an all
good.
Female vocalist show, guys. We are very
oh
inclusive.
Yeah, dude, it's March.
We are very
this is perfect.
It's perfect.
This is
we're
actually
very
perfect.
Inclusive. We're actually going to rate them by hotness next. Because we're inclusive.
That was never agreed upon.
I thought that was the
we idea. Never agreed upon that.
Number one, Tati from Ginger.
Yeah, I know you love your you love Ginger. Wait, no, I'm not playing. What are we doing?
Oh, I thought so.
What's
we're
her doing? Name from that band PV?
Stop. You're doing it. You're doing the thing.
I know Anthony's. You ever guys ever heard of Survival Guide?
Oh, look at Survival Guide. I love Survival Guide.
That's his number
big
one.
Fan.
That's
we still have yet to do her Death Drinks. We need to do a
I
Death
know,
Drinks
we need
episode.
To do Death Drinks. But that's the number one hotness vocalist on Anthony's scale.
Can I show you mine?
What about you, Mick?
I'm going to show you mine.
What are you going to show you?
It's
I think Tati's so mine. Fucking... I can't. That's the top for me. I mean, if I was going to go OG, the absolute top for me.
Flyleaf.
Gwen Stefani.
Oh, in her primary. I get you. I get you. I don't know. I'm really a fan of like the mousy front vocalist. You know what I mean? Or
Lacey.
You know, another Riley. One is I don't know if you guys like if you were ever fans of the band
Garbage. Riley Reed. Yeah,
Garbage.
I do like Riley Reed's work.
Oh. Garbage. I was going to say the band Garbage.
Disgusting. What's the band called?
Paris, yeah. You want to know something fun, Mick? Like years ago, before they were huge, she designed a t-shirt for my old band.
This lady?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's one of her side hustles, or it was back in the day. Yeah, she designed the fucking
shirt. I swear you're going to say she made me a sandwich one time, but I was wrong.
Ham and cheese?
Ham and cheese what?
Sandwich?
Sandwich.
I was going to say ham and cheese what? She's coming into my bedroom. Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese.
She's going on a ride with me. Ham and cheese.
No, you are the ride.
That was that terrible. Can we delete that? That makes me regret speaking.
You know how like the regs does the bomb, the bomb dana? We need something like that.
Yeah, we really do. Like a little bell.
A dunce
like,
cap.
Shut up.
Dunce cap. Every time you.
Oh yeah, we should have a dunce cap.
We should have that a dunce cap. We really need a dunce cap, like ASAP.
It's just ripping off the bandana bit.
It is, but that's what's funny about it.
I guess. Play garbage when I grow up. Play that song.
No, Mick, you gotta play it when he grows up.
Yeah, play it. Play garbage when I grow up. Which is gonna be a while.
Which is never.
We'll wait for a bit.
He's never gonna grow up, guys. Episode
but you guys don't remember Shirley Manson?
I know who Garbage is, but I just never thought she was cute.
This song is fucking... I just love the song, man. I genuinely love the song.
I like how we just mosey over Mick's song.
The yeah, what
sucks.
What? Fuck you, dude. Just get to the chorus.
I mean,
just
I'm saying I'm not going to say I wouldn't, but I'm just saying the song sucks. You know what? No, I wouldn't. She's ugly. She looks like a fish.
Anthony has a thing for chicks with weird eyes, dude.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Dude, isn't it cool how her skin's like translucent?
Yeah, like she literally legit looks like a fish, dude. Like,
you guys have never wanted to fuck a vampire?
She, in this photo, she looks like that opera singer from fucking Fifth Element, dude.
No, but yeah, Shirley Manson was a thing. And it wasn't even that I had a crush on her, but this is like one of like, if we're doing... Women's Appreciation Month.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, right?
Right. if we're doing that, then yeah, this is one of my early. Yeah, mm-hmm. I loved this. I loved. I even liked the distillers. You guys remember the distillers?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. I remember that one. You know what? I do have one too. It is no doubt. There's this one video. It was super jerkable back in the day. I used to, right here underneath it all.
Oh yeah, no, I mean that was a super cute video.
It was because like I would pretend I would.
You know what
I would
video
watch
I
it,
fucking hated?
I would watch it and pretend.
You know
I'm
what
laying?
Video I fucking hated? Uh-huh. I hated this video. Was the Moby and Gwen Stefani Southside? I hated that video.
What is this? This is not the one I said.
Underneath it all, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Because the song's nice and
they lean into the reggae thing.
No, not only that, it's not this part. It was the part where she's laying in bed.
Yeah, I know which part you're
I would pretend
about.
Like I'm laying there with her.
Oh, like, young Johnny.
While I'm just laying there.
No, that's if dude, I can't think of a more adorable visual. What an adorable visual. I mean, if you just want to just if you really want to tap into the young psyche.
Oh, come on. Look at Gwen. Oh. I'm still in. I'm going to start jerking off right now.
She's pretty much, she was, that's why she's an icon in that way. You know what I mean?
That was my favorite. I used to pretend, I literally, and I'm not even joking. I used to pretend I was laying in bed with her.
Are you a fan of the movie True Romance?
With Arnold? Yeah, and Jamie...
No, so you guys are, that's True Lies.
Oh,
True Lies. True, Lies. Yeah, True right. Romance is the one that was like co-written by Quentin Tarantino. It's got Christian Slater.
I don't know if
Rosanna Arquette. Patricia Arquette.
I don't know if I know that one.
No, that
I mean
if,
I know
if
it.
If you like Gwen Stefani of that time period, then the Alabama Whirly character that Patricia Arquette plays, you'll like fall like in Murphy. Love with her. Yeah, you'll
really?
Fall in love with her. They'll be like, oh, she's the sweetest
Patricia Arquette,
thing.
Which is the blonde Arquette.
Yes.
You ever seen the show where she is the...
I love that we're doing a woman themes episode.
I like this, too.
This
I like
is great.
This.
She's a progressive.
Slut. She's a slut in this one show.
Hey, yo. That's crazy, dude. you're crazy, dude.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Holy shit,
I'm pretty sure he just did, there's not even a show where she's a slut. He just said it. He just said it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, there's just a show.
We've been talking about timing on this podcast and Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. Back on the rails. Nick, you got a like an influential
It's about these guys trying to get out of jail, and it's Paul Dano and Benicio del Toro, and they're trying to get out of jail. And they
Patricia Arquette.
They
is in this?
Use her, and they use her. I swear, it's Patricia Arquette.
Paul Dano, Patricia Arquette.
Oh shit!
Do I have a what?
Yeah, it's Patricia Arquette.
Do you have a female influence that like you know from you know when you were younger that was like oh yeah this fucking band rules. Young
Escape from Dannemora.
Probably Alice DJ.
Oh, bam, bam, boom, bim. Oh, dude, fucking play that shit right now, and I will do the dance. No, fuck yeah, let's get it, dude. I love that. Honestly, really, one of the greatest hooks of all time, in my opinion. Shout out.
You're not wrong about that.
We mention it all the time. Purity Ring. They cover this song too. That's my fucking jam right there.
Man, I lost consciousness a little bit there.
That was crazy. That was absolutely
the shit. There's
man.
A real show. Escape on. I can't
fuck
even
yeah.
see that far. Oh, I guess she's kind of cute.
Escape from Dannemora.
Yeah, that show. It's a great show, dude. You would love it. Acting on point.
I mean, I look. So you know how funny, like dude. Google does the little like. Like it shows like little clips of the thing in a video.
Yeah,
it was her flashing her tits.
God, lying, dude,
God.
No, tell me why I was stuck on that show. My girl, she actually started watching it. She's like, "You have to watch this show." She finished it. I started watching it at work, and I was instantly hooked. And then I probably watched it in like 3-4 days. right? So I started watching it at work. I watched a couple episodes. I went to go, you know, be with her, hang out with her. She went to sleep. I just kept fucking. I went through like 3-4 more episodes like the first day.
Well, you said Benicio Del Toro is in it?
The shit, dude.
Yeah.
I love Benicio Del Toro.
What all I have to say about Benicio Del Toro, give me Benicio Del Moro. He's one of my favorite actors. Yeah.
I'm with you on that one. But this episode is not about men. This is about women.
Right.
Yeah.
Patricia Arquette.
And
LSDJ. Honestly, play this fucking song. Just
keep
like
on.
I mean, I love this song. The song is so good. Or don't.
Oh man.
I do that every morning. That's my like stretch routine.
Well, at least she can dance, dude.
She can't, dude. This is like white girl shit.
She's like the kind of hot where you like you think everything's hot because you're going through puberty.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, it hits. This hits for 12, 13, and 14-year-olds in particular because they're like, they think this is what hot is.
Yeah. She's not hot. I don't know what you guys are saying, but...
She has step teacher vibes. That's you know what I mean? Like, okay. Or not step teacher, the substitute teacher vibes.
Substitute teacher.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You know what I mean? She has substitute teacher vibes. Like,
he said it. He said homeroom. That's tight.
There it is.
Cue school bell.
There you go. But no, I mean, to me, so if we're going like to 90s, like music videos, stuff like that, Gwen Stefani, obviously, is just like legendary. Mm-hmm. You know who? Rocked my world, just demolished.
Yeah.
Nice. There we go. School's in session, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen up. We're talking about women's rights and women's contributions to
society. My world when I first saw the music video, and it wasn't even my style of music necessarily that I enjoyed, but Pink. The first time I saw Pink.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You kidding me?
She was all muscular, like she was like fit. And like lean,
like young,
had some abs.
The first video, I don't remember the name of the. There You Go. I think the song is called There You Go.
Same thing with Britney Spears.
Young Christina Aguilera or young Shakira?
Just because I let you go.
Oh, young Shakira? No, I'm talking about Britney Spears walking down the hallway.
Shakira is still young.
Shakira is amazing.
She drank baby's blood or something. Dude, have you seen her? She performed at like the Grammys like this year or last year.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys haven't seen this?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Oh my god,
she looks ridiculous.
She's incredible. That was 20 years ago.
That's Latina blood. That's why. Same thing with Jennifer Lopez
or baby blood
or both.
Maybe that's, that's we found the incredible combo.
The mixture is baby blood and Latina blood that you're born with. You got to do both.
It's like that South Park episode with Christopher Reeves, how he was cracking open the baby fetuses. Like, just toss him to the side.
That's so fucked up, dude.
I don't know if we're going to be able to air this episode. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
So, appreciation women.
That's funny. Who's your favorite female rapper? Let's go.
Female rapper.
Queen Latifah?
I couldn't name low-key legit as fuck.
I couldn't name one Queen Latifah song.
I couldn't name it.
I bet you when I hear it, I will know it, but I couldn't name it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Female rapper. Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
She was crazy as fuck. She tried to kill her husband.
Yeah, that makes her
Andre
awesome.
Andre Rison, remember?
That makes her awesome.
The football player from the Falcons. Dude, look, Queen Latifah was legit, dog.
And now she's the Equalizer. Have you seen that scene? The bicycle scene from the Equalizer? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Dude, is there a way we could pull that up? Give me a second. I'm gonna look this up.
Equalizer with Queen Latifah.
We have to look this up. Hold on.
She's a good actor, though. I'll give her that.
This shit is absurd. No, it's on a TikTok. Damn it. I don't want it on TikTok.
See? Why'd you stop it? That's like right where it starts to go down. My favorite is Baja Madea, dude. My shit right here.
The Bahaman?
Bahamadia. Not the Bahaman. Isn't that the guys that wrote fucking what is that one? Oh, fucking
Ooh, let the dogs out.
Oh man.
Talking about Marco's bike scene? Or no?
Who?
Marco's bike scene? No, I'm looking for she's on a bicycle and she like jumps off of a freeway. I think they're trying to like I swear to God, dude. I swear to God this is a thing that exists. It's crazy.
Oh man. I think I might keep drinking these high noons, bro. I don't feel bloated.
I gotta try one.
And they're tasty. At the same time, they're making me very giggly.
Everything's leading me to TikTok. They're
making me very giggly.
Access fucking TikTok right now. I have it blocked.
That's hilarious.
Man, you guys vamp. I'm trying to fucking find this scene. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it.
Pull up Baja Madea, dude. I just sent it to the chat.
Which one?
Oh, yeah. Baja Madea. Madea? Baja Madea? Some old OG hip hop. That's my shit, dude.
I swear, if it's Madea. Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
No, it's not. It's my shit, dog. She was gangster, dog.
True.
You're right.
It's so funny how ad libs used to be used, you know?
Damn it, dude. Is it like buried?
She's still rocking, too, dude. She's probably like 50, 55. She's like a jolly old black lady now. But she's killing it out there. She's still on IG and everything. I'm going to try to get her on a track. She probably won't do it after this episode, but it'll be fun if we did it.
Damn it, dude. I'm going to find this one day. I'll find it somehow. You watch.
Oh, man.
Okay. But here, I got something else I'm going to share with the chat. I don't hate this. Yeah, I enjoy it. What do you got, Mick? Any more?
Oh, music?
Yeah, female.
Actually, we're what is that? Celebrating women's music
Women's History
today.
Month.
Yeah, is that an actual month? No, it's not. Is there like a day for that?
Called.
No.
I don't know what it's called.
All right. Well, today, guys, what is it? March 23rd is officially in America, Women's Music Day.
Women's Music Day. Are we starting Women's Music Day?
Today, March 23rd, guys.
We've done it.
It's the day.
We've done it.
It's the pinnacle in the podcast.
We're starting Women's Music Day.
Women's Music Day, yes.
March 23rd.
Let me see if Music Women's Day is a real thing.
No, I'm down to start it. We could just misspell it if you want, and then it'll be our thing instead.
Oh, right. We could spell it different.
Right.
That's true. There is no such thing as Women's Music Day, so it is today.
Let's do it. We've officially started it. Welcome to the Woke Podcast.
The Fool Podcast. That was funny.
Yeah, the Fool Podcast is pretty good. That could stick.
That could actually stick.
Oh, man. It's going to fucking... Oh, here we go. There we go. We got it.
You found it?
No, I found something else that I wanted to share. Well, I sent something to the chat.
You also sent...
as a contribution to talented female artists.
Oh, let's go. Mick's
sorry.
Inebriated.
Sorry.
He's inebriated.
He's busy. He's a busy man.
What the fuck was that?
Okay, Chatty Cathy.
There it is, dude. That's the cutoff thing. We just need like a little bell with that. And then it's like a bing. Okay, Chatty Cathy, cut it off.
I don't mind it. Well,
what was that? Nirvana?
The messenger. Go to the messenger.
Yeah, go to the IG chat. There you go. Play that one.
You're going to be going there a lot. Bottom one. So, the bottom one.
Here we
go.
What
is this?
Just some talented music from a female artist.
I don't hear nothing. Oh, you got to click on her thing off. Mick, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Sweet. We could go to any of her videos. They're really all awesome.
Oh, really? Mick, that's cool.
What the fuck?
Cool story, guys.
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Did it
We're trying to celebrate women here.
I don't recognize you. How long have you been a piece of crust?
Anthony, I'm gonna actually beat the fuck out of you right now for this shit.
I love it, dude. I'm gonna be honest. This is like the what Dr. Kiyosu wants to be, but this is actually owning.
Don't you ever
owning
bring,
it?
Look, don't you ever
play some of her other shit, dude? It's the best. It's the best. Compare, go to her page and play some of her shit.
Look, don't you ever compare Dr. Kiyosu to this bullshit? All right.
That stupid man.
Like we're trying to
the patriarchy.
We're trying to celebrate women, and you bring this shit to the board?
No, dude. I'm okay. Go to
I
her
mean,
page.
I would
go to her page.
That's not the conversation right now. You know, actually, I'm not even sure if I would because
she's
I can't
got great,
see that
she,
far.
It's
it
like looks, literally, she puts out all kinds of videos mm-hmm. like that.
It's like that's like early Doja Cat. You ever hear watch Doja Cat sit in the
oh,
beginning?
Yeah. Sometimes another famous female artist.
Oh,
here we go.
This fuck. I love you so much, baby. Why you gotta put it on me right when I said
I love you so much, baby.
You know what? Put it back on me.
I love you so much, baby. Doesn't mean nothing.
Is right here.
I think you're just a hater, Johnny.
Shit. From these.
Let me just say something. So, why the fuck is trap music always the way to go to make things sound cool?
Because it's gay. No, because like, it sounds cool. That's why.
Because
exactly why.
Can I tell you what my theory is, and it's not popular?
Go for it.
I think that it is modern day nursery rhymes.
Ooh.
Literally,
that's
what trap music is. It's modern day nursery rhymes. It's so easy to
digest.
I don't
disagree.
It's so easy to digest. Anyone can digest it. That's what it is. That's literally the prose. And if you like pay attention, like put side by side a nursery rhyme where it repeats a line melodically in the same way, contextually, you could do that with the same thing with trap lines.
That makes sense.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, that's exactly
rhythmically
what it is.
They're modern day nursery rhymes.
I agree. We see animals all around in the sky
and on the ground. We see a dog, we see a cat. That's even better, honestly, technically, if you ask me. We see birds and we see bees, we see
turtles up in trees, an animal with 2 feet. Wait, hold up. For this podcast, this is like a male, a trans male swimming against females, so you can't play this right here. We're only about female artists today, Mick. This is just, it's just same fair.
There's a you're saying there's a...
this ain't fair for them right now.
Yeah, you're saying there's a physiological, benefit.
Exactly.
To
males doing
to creative content like this. I get you.
I get you.
You
know
totally,
what I'm saying? Yeah,
totally.
So we can't play that
right
now. So
that's an empty seat.
Yeah.
let me switch cameras.
There I am. So what I'm saying is you can't be playing that right now.
Not on this
because
episode.
Not on this ep- not, the, not,
not
on
this
podcast.
Episode.
We won't take that shit. On this episode,
here's what I will say. Here's what I will say.
Although that was better than anything,
because I don't want to come off just hating on trap music. But how do I put this tactfully? I think that it's complete garbage, and I don't know how to tell people that it is complete garbage that they have like that they're just used to listening to, and I want them to listen to better stuff, and all they have to do is challenge their brains to listen to better stuff.
That's the thing, challenging people's brains these days. Challenging people's brains these days is not easy because people are retarded.
Bleep that.
And we're a very woke episode today because we're celebrating women today.
So since we're celebrating women,
mm-hmm.
let's talk a little bit more about your football team. I just wanted to sneak that in.
Got
at some
him.
Point. Wanted to sneak it in at some point.
Let's talk about women in the music industry.
I want to hear more
top
from
three.
That girl.
Real quick, top three. Which are the hottest female artists that you would fuck straight in the ass?
That one.
No, not. I mean, yeah, kinda.
Female artists.
I mean, yeah. That one. Yeah,
the first one.
Oh yeah, yeah, the first one.
And the booty.
Okay.
I said in the booty.
I'm sharing more of this girl, the shit that she does. I love what she does.
What?
He's the fucking chick that I shared before.
I think he's, What was that? What?
I didn't hear what it said.
It's a fast skinny bitch.
Guys, you guys are being very disrespectful to women today. Now, I want you guys to realize
I'm trying to share artists that I believe in, that I like. You know that I'm a big fan of Rollo Tomasi. I wrestled a bear once.
True.
You know?
Wait. Did you say Tomasi?
Rollo Tomasi?
What's that? Again?
The band Rollo Tomasi? I've talked about them a lot. Right.
I was about to say, yeah. I have heard of that name. It's because you brought them to the pod one time.
They're a great band. If you wanted to play any of their stuff, mm-hmm. I mean, I'd always be up for that.
Play something, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I don't know, dude. Figure it out, dude.
And you're the producer, dude.
Figure it out.
If you want to bring up something, Mick, it's all...
Are we doing female shit though? I mean,
this is a female-driven show.
I mean, you've shared a lot of female bands with me. I could personally say that for sure.
What are those two bitches' names? that one, they're like kind of like
the rap group one.
Yeah,
we've talked about them. Play them again. Let's check back in. We should do this. We should check back in on some of the artists that we know. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
They're like a hip hop group.
Yeah, they're like hip hop
girls.
They kind of do what like the Dunce does, but like not as good.
I don't even fucking remember their names. There was one.
Okay, this is the best way I could describe it. There's one would, and there's one that totally would not.
Yeah, you don't remember that whole bit that we did?
Yeah, I don't remember the.
It wasn't a bit. I was being honest.
Damn it, man! I wish I could.
Come on,
remember
we're trying to celebrate these bitches on the women's show, and you're just like not doing your job, dude.
I have no idea.
What's that band's name? The group.
You're asking the wrong person. You guys showed me them, and I immediately forgot.
He showed us. He should know. Pixie some shit. That's probably not what it is, but I just sounded right. Hold on, let me watch the other episodes real quick.
No, that is definitely a wormhole we're not going to go down.
Let me go watch.
Just put it in front of the camera. We're going to play an old episode.
Let me go watch every single episode
this
real quick.
This is a clip
right
show,
back.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right, let me take this moment to plug our sponsor, johnnyisgay.com. It's a new web domain that I have started.
You're talking about Coco Rosie?
Coco Rosie's good. But no, that's like an actual good band. This was like a thing we kind of made fun of.
Hey, what was that band that what's the name showed us with the female singer? We never put that clip out because it was like, no way. It was fucking.
Oh, you're talking about
Nate showed us that shit.
Yeah. You're talking about Cinebabe.
Yes.
Oh, because we trashed him hard.
Hard.
Yeah.
That was a good one though. That was fun.
You guys want to bring it up now?
Let's bring it up now. Let's watch the video now. This is the right episode for it.
I don't want to trash them.
Only because of Nate.
It's not even that I want to trash. It's just like there's certain things that are very gimmicky and transparent. And it's like, fine, dude, God bless it. That's how you want to do stuff. And I think one of the things that has a valid criticism to it is to be like, hey, like, does this have any... actual like weight to it as like an art, or is this just a sex sells kind of?
That's exactly what Cinebaby is,
you know. Or and babe, it's God bless.
Hey, whatever works for you, bitch.
Right,
Cinnamon Baby.
Could you stop
what
using that word?
Cinna?
No, the
babe.
Whatever works for you. That whole expression is so annoying,
which
man.
One?
Whatever works for you. When you say that,
whenever I said, my bad. That's my fault. He's bringing it up. Oh, God, this is a bad idea. Is this a different video?
Yes.
Oh, sick. This is good. Let's check this out. Shout out, Cinebabe.
What do you think it's like recording this chick?
We'll pause it real quick, actually.
So I would say it's probably a pain in my ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because I feel like there's like a level of perfection that on the producer side, there's a lot of stress.
I guarantee you the producer is doing the heavy lifting on making it sound good.
Let me listen to like a few more seconds of this show.
Yeah. You could hear.
There's like six layers.
Yeah. You know what
and
I mean?
they used freaking.
How do you spell her name again?
Cinnamon Babe.
Oh, Cinnamon Babe. I want to know these lyrics because last time we had a lot of fun with the lyrics.
Yeah, this song's called Loose.
Mm.
Well, that makes sense with her.
She a loose woman.
You guys are.
I mean, I do. I do like my cinnamon rolls a little loose. You know?
I do like my women loose. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pillsbury.
Okay, I got the lyrics now. To be honest, I kind of like the music.
It's not bad. Production wise, it's incredible. Sick. You know, it's obviously they check all the boxes into all the production, but there's definitely undeniably a specific gimmick.
Yeah, there is.
There definitely. Is. Okay, that's my only criticism.
Real quick,
that's the only thing I have to say is like, okay, what does the merit of your music measure if you have a gimmick like that?
What do you guys think this song's about? What do you hear when you hear "loose"? What do you think?
I'm thinking
it's about fucking your husband with a bald head and a beard.
I'm thinking it's about the song's probably about being promiscuous in the club.
The first lyrics, you call me loose, but all you do is use me to get off.
So nice. So this is all like virtue signaling.
So
music.
I'm right. It's about fucking you want your bald headed, so bearded ugly. Husband.
Yep. Your dad must be proud. Well, your dad must be so proud now. Your dad must be so proud now.
Okay, I'm not hating it. I'm liking the message. It's like a.
This is gay. But let's watch. Let's keep listening.
No, it's like a positive.
Let's change topics.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
I see you lick your lips, hide your little wedding ring. You put me in a box, scarlet letter, eat me up. She's talking about being a slut.
She's talking about like being with a married man?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean,
it's the women's show, guys. This is what it's all about.
So, keep up that messaging. Let's see where that takes you.
Bing, 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 bing. You guys ever just make noises? They're just like, hey, how about we play some of, okay, so are you guys familiar with some shit, her. No, I'll let you finish.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm just waiting.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Perfect. Excellent. Good job.
Okay.
You want something to drink?
I'm ready. Yeah, I do. Actually, this is very dry. I dropped my water.
Jesus, Johnny. This is the professional environment that you will catch over here at the Stool Podcast. That's how we run things over here.
Yeah.
But anyways, I completely lost my train of thought thanks to that whole fucking thing. I got a good band to pull up. Karen, or not band, but musician Karen Carpenter playing drums. Pull that up.
Oh, you brought this up before, but we never watched it.
Yeah, we never watched it. I would love to just show this off just because it blew my fucking mind.
Okay. Oh, so we're done with the bit. We're actually going to show some real stuff for women.
Yeah, I've seen this. This is really...
It's impressive. It's undeniably impressive. Undeniably impressive.
Well, our first contestants tonight come from California State College at Long Beach. They're the Dick Carpenter Trio. And this gentleman right here, this handsome boy, is the leader. He is Dick. He plays the organ. Actually, it's not an organ, is it? Electric piano. And of course, the young lady
nerd.
On the drums. Nerd. Fucking dork.
Play, and she used to get so filled with rhythm that she'd play on the kitchen chairs.
He's riding on her fucking coattails here.
I better get some drums. I mean, she's an incredibly talented musician in a lot of different ways, which I never really acknowledged until like I saw this and started digging deep into it.
The third member of this group is a man who has a name that's a little bit difficult for me to pronounce, but it's Bill...
His name is Story. Peter File. Literally, that guy just couldn't look more.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely touched base.
He definitely
kids.
Has a belt made out of human nipples, dude. Somewhere.
And then our bass player, Kid Toucher. Look at this shit, dude. He's like playing legit and singing. Do you think you could do that, Johnny?
That's sick.
Tell me that's not very... That's talent, dude. That's so talented. I respect it. 100%.
Absolutely.
No joking. No joking at all.
No, not at all. Although...
That being said, wouldn't.
Wouldn't, no. She's not that cute. Especially that day, that around this time, she had like a woofing bush for sure, which I'm not into. Some people are into it.
Agree to disagree, Johnny.
I'm not into it.
Agree to disagree.
She's got nice hair though, but but the bangs like that, I'm not into it.
Do you think you could do that, Mick? Do you think you play drums and sing that song?
Probably. I mean, it's all about muscle memory, probably. I would imagine. I mean, you know what I mean? You train your body to do a certain motion first, and then you just kind of like separate that in your mind.
And you heard it here first on the next episode of the Stool Podcast. Mick will be emulating this entire performance on drums and vocals live on the episode.
I think you give me a week.
Live on the episode.
I'll do it with some fucking skull cans, dude. You know. Is that fucking guy? The guy that has the backer the man?
Yeah, just like man? A mini kit, just like a little mini fucking drum kit. But all right, so that's what I have.
That's pretty cool. I mean she's obviously she's a great.
You think the name Karen Carpenter, and you think fucking like really cheesy, like corny, folky music. But
yeah,
when, you know, when you see that, you're like, holy shit, like,
I never heard
chick
of
has chops.
Them or her at all. Like, is this something that people know or?
Yeah, they have some famous songs. Could you pull up
that song? Was theirs? Song?
Dancing in the Street is that's a cover.
Have you guys
right?
heard of okay. Abeyi?
Huh?
Abeyi? Have you heard of those chicks?
No. Play them. Pull them up.
Oh, I have a fun one. Hold on. Let me ask my homie real quick.
There we go. See, now we got the ball rolling. Today on Women's Appreciation Month, the Stool Podcast is... All right, let's go. Reminding me of Lord already. Or Massive Attack. I'm into the video.
I think they're underwater, dude.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm into the video. It's a cool video.
I'm missing this, Johnny. They're totally underwater, dude.
Open your eyes.
Oh, they are underwater.
Holding their breath underwater.
Yeah, they're just fucking chilling. Unbroken shot. Pretty cool.
This is actually kind of sick.
Pretty cool.
Track's called River.
Where are they from, Mick?
Wait, are they twins?
I couldn't imagine them not being twins, looking at their faces back and forth right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing is going...
Yeah, I like this. I enjoy this, genuinely. I do like this.
And she goes back under, holds her breath. That's sick.
That's cool, man. I love creative shit. Simple, creative shit.
I'm with this, actually.
I'm on board with simple, creative shit. I love it. I wonder how many takes it took them to get this shit. And then she's going to go down. She's going to come up. There it is. Oh, okay.
This is
damn.
Dope,
that's
dude.
Pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. That's... Undeniably cool. Is somebody holding them down?
Yep. Somebody's holding them both down to cue them. They're cueing them.
That's fucking cool. That's a great video concept. I love it.
And her eyes are open under the water.
All right. Love watch, mid watch, or hate watch?
Oh, this is great.
Love watch.
I love this.
Love
yeah.
watch.
I'm what are they called watch. Again?
Abeyi.
Abeyi. Where are they from?
Ibeye. Y-I.
That, dude, they sound good, too. Vocally,
yeah, it sounds great. The song, immediately yeah. I was in on the song. It already sound, the simplicity of it, and then the video concept,
I
the creativity
this.
Of it.
You love know what it reminds me of? Another woman. Spirit Box, that one video where she's in the milk, and she keeps doing that. She keeps on, like, dipping in and out of the milk. Like a milk bath, and it's the same view. It's a top view like that.
Uh-huh.
So these chicks are super Abeyi sick. Is a French musical duo consisting of twin sisters.
Twin sisters, told you.
Blackpink is the other band. I'm sorry, but go to
sings in English, French, and Spanish.
Oh, do they? That's
really?
Pretty sick. I'm literally gonna check.
So
this
is there
shit
an
out.
H in that? It's Abeyi.
Abeyi.
A-E-B-Y-I.
I'll for sure call them.
I'm into that.
I'll
I like
sure
it.
I'll for sure call them a baby.
I'm going to definitely use this band to hit on chicks for sure.
I've heard of a baby.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Oh, I like this. This is cool. Yeah, check out the video. But it's pretty cool.
The other song is the Mara Effect 2 from Spirit Box. I believe it's 2 was the one that where she's like in milk. And it's very similar, but just the... Damn, that song is fucking sick. It's just...
You just want to see her in milk, don't you?
Yes. But on top, the song is great.
Which one?
Like, it's called... I think it's Mara Effect, M-A-R-A Effect. I think it's 2 because there's 3 parts to the song. It's like a full thing.
Look, it's on screen
also like Out of the Closet.
Huh?
It's kind of like Out of the Closet, but...
Yeah. Are you talking about fucking... Are you talking about what's his name? That one, the top one. That one. Oh, this is fucking sick. I'm about to add so much credit to this video. I believe it's this one.
I see no milk. Is it just me or does this video feel lazy?
Of course.
It feels like they didn't get enough footage or the photographer got, he fucked up the footage. He's like, I can fix this.
Yeah, let's be creative about it. This seems crazily, what is happening?
Or this is supposed to be just like a video, sequence video.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm guessing. I don't see milk.
I don't see no. There's. I'm scrolling
it's
through.
It's not the right one. That's why.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Damn it, Johnny.
You're not.
You really just are a momentum killer.
I think you're not the right one, Johnny.
All right. So my homie said, watch Blackpink. This is the group, and the song's called Pink Venom.
Blackpink, Pink Venom. Pull it up.
We didn't get to watch Mara Effect the way that I decided to, but that's okay. He said, watch this song. And I said, okay, let's just watch that. Fuck.
Sure. Why not, guy?
Fuck Spirit Box.
Why not?
They're not even that good, dude. No, they're good.
I like Spirit Box.
I love Spirit Box. Oh, shit.
I'm not hating the video. I'm not hating this if I'm being honest.
Wait, pause it. So I came into the store and my buddy, the other manager at the store, he opened the store. So I came in and he was just bumping this and I was like, this is pretty fucking sick. It was a different song, but
so
I was
wait,
like,
real quick,
this
though.
Is pretty dope.
Mike, play the song.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So listen.
Thank you. Oh, I've heard this song before. Yes. Yo, I know this song. Yes, I know this song.
That's crazy that this one girl could do all these voices.
It's not one girl. It looks like
it's crazy.
Girls.
So this this chick is like is like
several
someone
girls, no?
Dude, honestly as a producer like this person's like so diverse. This you can do anything with this chick probably. You know, you
yeah,
can get
I mean
you
she
can
do
all
it all.
I think it's several it's not
she's
it's
rapping,
not several
she's
girls
singing.
Is it several girls?
What do you mean? Is it several girls?
Yeah,
it looks
a big
like
ass group, dude.
It looks like a group of girls.
The thumbnail had like a fucking spread of
oh,
yeah, it looks like
some
group
babies,
of girls.
Some,
oh, they just all look the same.
There was all babies. I mean, is that what you see with your round eye?
Not agreeing with you.
Is that what you see with your round eye, dude?
With my round eye.
But yeah, this
so
was
so horny. Me play music. Sorry, what?
This got famous on TV somewhere too. This song, I remember. I can't remember where, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a bunch of girls. Yeah, it's like
I think
a
it's like
doll
I think it's
thing.
Like NSYNC, right? But
yeah,
like, girls.
Know what I think?
But I'm gonna tell you this right now, dude. As a person who cannot deny my affinity for singing Spice Girls karaoke, I have no knives to throw at this. Like I can't. Like I mean, in
Damn.
The right context. I'll karaoke the fuck out of this shit. I will.
Let me ask you a question. Pause it.
Yes, wood. All woods. All woods. Woods.
What go ahead and continue.
About? All right. No.
That's all I had to ask.
I mean, it just reminds me of like those like social media farms. You know,
yeah,
right.
But you just get a bunch of them together.
It's literally like made by a fucking committee.
Exactly. Somebody definitely made this for sure. Somebody got all these chicks together and made this shit. Let me ask you this question though: can you guys tell them apart?
One of them's got red hair.
Which one? I don't even know. They're the same woman.
And then that one's the one who's a problem.
Yeah.
She's the one who's a problem. She's the one you fall in love with. And she's ruins your life, but you're still in love with her.
And this one's right here is the one that's married already with kids. She's got like two kids.
She's got it together. She's the one who has everything together.
She's actually like 35, but she just looks like she's 20.
And then that one's the one who's actually writing all the music.
The one holding the guitar.
She writes all the music. And then everybody else takes credit for all the melodies and stuff that she does. And then that's the one who's literally just like the whore that everyone thinks all the rest of them are.
I think we're right on the money on this, actually.
Oh, yeah, we're nailing it, dude.
I don't mind it, though. This is actually pretty sick.
I'm telling you.
The quality of video, though?
I will karaoke the fuck out of this, yes.
The quality of video is sick.
I can see myself karaoke the fuck out of this.
This is actually sick. I don't mind this at all.
I've definitely heard this song from somewhere.
Yeah. I never heard any of this, but he was bumping. He was literally.
You haven't heard that hook somewhere before?
It sounds like Korn to me, to be honest. But
because everybody just makes me picture Jonathan Davis and all the rest of them doing the same dances.
You just see him in the back. He's all.
With the purple jumpsuit and shit, the Sequian purple jumpsuit, dude. And it's funny because Korn just posted a video the other day of them covering NSYNC, but just like a vertical video, and it's all of them just singing the song together.
Yeah,
it's pretty fucking great. I was like, this is pretty awesome. Dude. They're just having a good time.
Are you sure Chris Kirkpatrick wasn't one of those dudes? Like, he wasn't in there. He had his fucking dreads back, and he's like, I look like I'm in Korn, but I'm not.
I fit right in,
dude. Honestly, I'll tell you this right now. It's a look I'll never embrace, and I love Korn, but tracksuit dreadlock is just a look I'll never embrace. Dude.
I don't get it. But
tracksuit.
I think it looks great for Jonathan Davis.
I respect Jonathan Davis as a very hardworking musician. Every time I look up, like, I've only seen them live twice, and that was a long time ago, and they were really awesome. But every time I look up videos of them, they do great. They're a great live band. Hardworking dude. I don't get the style. I just never will, dude.
He's the only one that really pulled it off, if you think about it. I think about it too. I'm like, damn, I'll be sick. I want to get an Adidas jumpsuit. There's just no way. There's no way I could pull that off.
I'll tell you this right now. If I ever have the means to do it, dude, I will buy you a full Jonathan Davis jumpsuit. Like the whole
purple
thing.
Sequin.
Everything, dude. All of it. The shoes. Just head to toe. I'll buy it for you. If I ever have the means, I'll do it for you.
Even though I can't pull it off, I'll wear it. I'll still wear it, dude.
They're ignorant.
You're right. We are ignorant.
We are very much so, man. This is a bad episode. Honestly, we're not going to air this. This is unairable.
No,
this
I'm
is
definitely weird. Airing this.
You guys want to start recording now?
Start over? Now? Start from the beginning?
Yeah, start from the
top?
Now. All right. Okay. Here we go. Welcome to the Stool Podcast.
Yeah, this one's going to be not tough for us, but tough for people watching.
Yeah, it's interesting approach on this one. You got any other stuff you want to share? I mean, Blackpink was good.
I like
Blackpink.
I actually like it. I would definitely check out some more of their stuff just because it's very well written. You know what I mean? Even though this was put together by some mastermind, it's still very good.
And by some mastermind, you mean 13 Japanese businessmen?
Yes, exactly. By mastermind, I mean, a select few of people behind the whole project, just like every other label, you know? But I believe they're pretty huge.
No, this is not a good idea. Never mind. I'm not going to do it. Never mind.
Why not?
Never mind.
Are you scared of?
I completely pull back.
Why are you scared?
I got one idea, but it's probably not a good idea.
Why?
Have you guys heard of the band CU Space Cowboy?
No.
Let's look up a music video by CU Space Cowboy.
I'll do that right now. I just remember that band.
Huh? Oh, you just remembered it?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Good.
Completely new to
your perspective on this is definitely something I would love to hear. Let's look at one of their earlier videos.
These, you're talking about these chicks, right?
No, but who is this? I'm into this. Yeah, this is something else, but yeah. I don't hate this.
Oh, they don't have a...
I don't hate it, but I don't like it that much because no, everybody does this.
Now. Is that?
It's cereal.
It's
cereal.
It's those chicks, guys.
Oh, you found them?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Utopia? Yes. Is that what they're called?
No.
They're called Neoni.
Neoni. There you go. Yes. There it is. Thank you, Mick.
All right, let's see if they got any hotter.
Honestly, the long hair is already going to be. And just the white girl confidence, man.
Okay, I remember already. One was cute and the other one was fucking butt ugly. She looked like the singer from AFI, the other one. Although, it was a very cute man.
She's got a crazy brow going on. I don't...
That one. Yeah. Tell me that's not the singer from AFI, dude.
You do the right makeup, yeah. Yes, sir.
So, the singer from AFI...
She's the better singer, though.
The singer from AFI is a beautiful man and an ugly woman.
Honestly, I would let Davey Havoc make sweet, sweet love to me. Man, yeah, no, she's got the better voice.
She does, yeah. This video,
but I
is
hate
sick.
Them. I don't hate
like them,
them
either. But this video is sick. I like
no,
the concept.
No, I
the video what, concept's dope.
No, dude, yes, it come is. On. In
if
deep
me and Mick did this,
their,
but it would be free.
If me and Mick did this,
yeah. No, deep down. In your soul, you know that this is two hot chicks that have a production
one,
team
one
behind
hot
me.
Chick.
Okay, there you go. One hot chick and a chick who's parading as a pretend hot chick.
I want to make that a shirt, dude.
You have them, and like, there's a bunch of people who are like, "Oh yeah, we'll invest in this project," and those are the people that have more talent.
Oh,
the
you're saying
editors,
they're doing these doing
the
same thing.
Of the video, the people who are like doing the thing that you think is cool. It's not that, it's not the girls that are cool. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I never
the
said the
are
girls
not even
are cool.
That are cool. It's like the editing techniques, the videos and stuff. Right. So that should speak fucking volumes for like how much credit you give to the project as like, oh yeah, we should be bolstering this up. That's a whole thing that I have with Lady Gaga. Her songs are great, so that's hard to argue that, but. Everyone seems to be, drawn to her because she does like, oh, I'm going to wear a meat suit. You know, like it's like, it's just like
that shit was crazy. Dude.
You know, so she does crazy shit like that. And then it's like that to me is like, it's another gimmick thing where it's like, dude, are you really like music is not about making good music anymore. It's about sort of like getting people to be like, oh, that person is like weird and crazy. Mm-hmm. Like no, I get them. You don't, maybe you don't get them, but I get them. Like, I hate that, dude.
What, fucking... they sing in a bathtub full of Fruit Loops? What?
I wonder how many gallons of milk that actually took. That's crazy.
This is powder milk.
I love
dude.
It.
This is powder milk.
But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. That's how that stuff reads to me. But yeah, keep playing some more. Keep it going. Let's see how it goes.
We know exactly how it's going to go.
I'm going to be honest with you though, dude. Either or, like on the right night, I'm a lonely guy.
Well, I mean, give me like six whiskeys. I'm taking the one on the left. Give me one. I'm taking the one on the right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's always wood, but at what point? You know what I mean?
I will tell you, dude, like there is a part of me that if you get me drunk enough and she's like, here, let me, me and my sister or my friend, we recorded this video. Let me show you. And then she shows me this and I'm like sitting there and I'm drunk and I'm fucking pissed off. I'm just like, literally like, I would just walk away. I'd be like, are you serious? Are you serious? That's this bitch, really?
This is like the 3D goggle version of beer goggles.
There is a level of white girl cringe. I'm sorry.
It is.
Just, it's
very
such
white
a,
girl cringe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Now,
just
now, what
isn't,
is that?
Isn't,
what, well, is, no, what causes the cringe? Like, what about it?
Well,
is
because
cringy
a white girl pretending to be gangster is the exact opposite of what gangster is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the opposite of what actual gang. So when
I don't know if it's gangster, I think it's hood.
Hood? Is that the better word hood for rat. It?
They're more cultured. They're more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying if this was like a mulatto chick? Oh shit, I can't say that. A mulatto chick with face tattoos.
Okay, wait. If this was two black chicks from the Bronx, it would make
with
sense.
With face tattoos, yeah, you would be like, all right, dude, that's hard. Girl, as this is fuck. Sick. But yeah, yeah, the fact that it's white girls for some
it
reason
just kills it.
It's just like, no, you're not hard.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. It's all set up. It's like literally some cinematographer was like, all right, here's what we're gonna do. You guys are gonna walk down the street and you guys gotta throw your hands up in the air and do all this stuff.
We're gonna do one shot and we're gonna keep on going.
Garbage.
You just keep doing it.
It should be embarrassing to people. It's the same energy as like when you see an influencer in public and you want to push her into the fountain she's trying to take a picture in front of.
Whoever in the right mind would shoot a music video in public and put the cameras right there? Who would do that?
You?
Oh shit! We didn't do that. Fuck.
That's the part that where it's like, are you gonna play ball, man? Are you ready to play ball?
Our video.
If that's what ball is.
Our video is way cooler than this. I'll say that.
Yeah, it's a hard thing for me to swallow. I don't know. I don't know if it's anything that I'll ever personally do. I mean, but I just don't. I think especially in this context in particular, it's a weird energy, man.
What video were you talking about?
Me?
Yeah, you said to bring something up.
Oh no, I thought we got away from it. Look up a band called CU Space Cowboy.
Oh yeah, CU Space Cowboy.
Oh yeah, I've heard of those guys.
The guys, I think. Watch your pronouns, buddy. Ladies, yeah.
Watch your pronouns there.
Hey, you're a real piece of shit, Mick. You know that? It's crazy the things that you said today. Calling women guys and
I'm on a hot one.
This, play that. Play one of their older
this,
videos.
This, that, and the other.
I mean, I guess it's like fine. That. Just play this. Just play this. It's fine.
Yeah, please.
I'm not familiar with this song, but just play it.
Is that two guys making out?
Yep.
Oh, that's gay. I don't mind that.
Yeah, Anthony, I see you, Space Cowboy.
I am the space cowboy here.
Yeehaw.
All right, first of all.
Shh.
Okay.
So this is a band that's currently kind of taking the scene by storm. They're getting a lot of popularity.
Okay.
I think they're right up the middle. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not saying they're great. There's songs, one of their records I listened to front to back, and there was a lot of stuff I liked about it.
Okay.
But I think the reason that they're getting popular is because they have a trans lead singer.
This is what I'll say. This is a show, today's show is about women's appreciation. And I was going to say, that is not a woman, but I can't tell, actually, to be honest.
It's a wood.
So this is the woman episode.
So this is what I'll say. What I might.
It? So yeah, it might. There's wood, wooden, and might.
Might.
No, fabulous. But and I don't like the idea that I think that like they're like people talk about them as like a prolific band. If you go into their comment section, yeah, go read their comments real
they
quick.
They are pretty right, dope. I'll give the video. Them that.
They're not bad. They're not a bad band.
I'll say this about all the women's bands that we watched today. This is the best one.
Why? Just simply because it's.
Because it's really a guy.
Someone said. Okay, so someone said this album turned me from a big fan to an unhealthy obsessed. Favorite album of the year so wow. far, and easily the best SYSC album.
SYSC, what does that mean?
CU Space Cowboy.
Oh, okay. Okay, fucking... I'm retarded. Yeah. But okay, so yeah,
album of the year. For God's sake, I cry for this.
So people gush over it, right?
I'm gonna have to listen to this. See if this is album of the year. But
honestly, you know what it reminds me of, Mick?
LFG.
Blood Brothers. I feel like Blood Brothers did it already, right?
Okay. Yeah, Blood Brothers did it already. That whole like, I don't even know how to describe
it's
it.
Interesting.
It's
interesting.
It's like a synth punk type of like energy, but with like
the dancey, guitar-y stuff, you know,
like Foxy Shazam.
Yeah, dude, I love Foxy Shazam. They're so good. I fucking miss that band.
They've done this 10 fucking 15 years ago.
And that's the thing, dude, is like people gush over this because, do you think it's because they really...
Nope.
They've never heard of the other bands that have done it already?
Nope.
Do you think it's because they they're just not, you know, weathered to the scene enough and this is their first exposure to this style of music? Or do you think it's because it's like, oh yeah, like that's
a gimmick? No, it's because of the trend. Yeah, it's a gimmick. It's a gimmick.
It bugs me, man.
It's because he sucks.
That bugs me.
Sucks dick and clits.
I'm not going to hate on that.
I mean, hey, do what you want to do.
Oberyn Martell from Game of Thrones, you know? He was a bisexual character in history. And here on Women's Appreciation Month, we're going to appreciate.
Wait, we're not giving him a whole month. We're giving him one episode.
Our Women's Appreciation episode.
A whole month. Are you crazy?
What is the guy's name? Fuck. Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal.
We appreciate you this Women's Appreciation episode, Pedro Pascal.
Why Pedro?
Because he was over in Martell.
Random poll.
I didn't watch that far yet. Game of Thrones.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, shit.
I didn't know he was on it. That's great to hear because I like him. What is this?
Random poll.
What's the band called?
Dal AV, D-A-L-A-V, featuring Jackson Rose and Vanna.
I'd assume she's Vanna. Oh, it's the same clip from playing over and over, huh? I thought it was an actual music video. Yeah. I don't mind it, but I've heard it before.
Yeah, it's definitely something.
I mean, it's going to turn into an Irish jig at some point. Ha, sha, sha, sha. So
she's cute.
I mean, the song was good. I like the song. I have no words about her.
Random pool. Thanks, Mick. Now I have to put all this in the credits.
Calva. Luis.
Now that's a brow line right there, man. Holy shit. That's a chick that you have to kiss, like, with your chin forward, you know? Oh, is she playing too?
Yeah,
what?
She's playing guitar.
Fuck yeah. That's why her head's so big.
They're definitely from a different country, right?
If that guy's name is not Vladimir, then
it's either that or Sven.
Sven, Vladimir, Yolef, you know, one of those things. It's definitely not a John, you know?
Yeah, yeah. None of this is getting me right now.
Yeah,
this
it's all right.
I'm kind of gray.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty cool. Concert, you know, playing and also screen. Yeah, where are you going? What are you doing?
All I know is that it's cute.
It's cute.
Like Rosie Perez.
Dude, Rosie Perez though.
I'd still.
Still.
I saw her in. Oh,
to this
you know
day.
What? I forgot that she was in fucking Pineapple Express.
Oh yeah.
Pineapple Express again, and I was just like, damn. Still.
Shit.
Still with Rosie Perez.
I'm with that.
Man, we're doing so good on Women's Appreciation.
This is good. Day. Yeah, this is good
we're doing
for them.
So good.
This episode is good for them. It's going to help them.
It's good for them.
It's going to help them progress further into the things that they want to accomplish. You know what I mean? We're going to have the first women's pro football game on ESPN soon. I think it's like next week or something.
So, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's
you're
going to
be playing in that or?
Huh?
You're going to be playing in that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to fucking wreck shit. Right.
Hell yes. I'm excited.
So there's this chick I decided to follow.
Dude, I would destroy.
There's this chick I decided to follow.
Six touchdowns in one game for sure.
Shut touchdown.
You couldn't even run across the field once without having a heart attack.
Dude, this one. Yeah. The thing is, I'll beat myself. Then they wouldn't get me, but I'd hurt myself running
that
much.
Yeah, just running, yeah. What were you saying, Mick?
It's not that they're going to get me.
Yeah. So, no, I was just saying there's a chick that I apparently followed on. Mm-hmm. My Spotify. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what she sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't remember. I'm going to play it though.
Let's go. This is good.
Let's go. Random poll. Random Spotify poll.
I don't even know if it's
we usually do random YouTube polls. Guess what we do today? Random Spotify poll.
Hey, anything happens on Women Appreciation Day.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Women's Music Appreciation Day.
Women's Music Day.
Women's
Isn't
music
that what
day.
We said it
yeah,
was?
It's women's music day. Mm-hmm. Today's the day, guys. Yeah. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
Hopefully it's over
March 23rd.
Soon. I mean, we've done enough of it, I think.
What?
Women's Music Day.
I think it's about good, yeah.
So this chick, Haley Orion,
we were good. We were good an hour and 10 minutes ago.
I mean, who needs it?
I had to convince them. To be honest, I don't know why anybody made in Women's Music
Day. I might be in love. I'm going to be honest with you. Shut up, everybody. I know she's not like classically like hot, but I love a cute ginger for some reason. It's a soft spot.
I got you on that one. The curly hair.
The curly hair. Yeah,
I got you.
And she sings great. I love her singing voice already.
Yeah,
draw.
I've never heard this before.
Yeah, it's very like that very basic draw, but. For some reason, she just reads as a chick who will have a beer with you.
Yeah, I see that.
She reads as not vegan.
Not what?
As not vegan.
Oh, that's a plus.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
She seems fun. She's
a good time.
She has the same qualities as the chick from Purity Ring to me, where it's like I look at her and I have like this imaginary version of her. But yeah, I enjoy it. Music's whatever.
I think Anthony.
At least the whole purpose of Women's Appreciation Day, Music Appreciation Day. All right, guys.
My God.
You guys heard of Wisp?
Music's whatever.
You guys know Wisp?
You're a piece of shit.
Wisp?
Mm-hmm.
No, is that the thing that you mix eggs with, right?
That's a whisk.
I'm pretty sure it's a female band.
Okay.
Asian chick.
Damn, she looks like she's out of Frozen. Sword.
I love
when people do that. I'm a
Asian
sucker.
Sword. She's gonna what is it called?
Katana?
Yeah, she's gonna do the kamikaze. What is it called?
Harikari.
Harikari. Is that what's gonna happen? No?
Hang me in the closet.
Oh my bad.
I kinda don't hate the video.
The video is fucking sick. Like aesthetically?
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Obviously an expensive fucking video.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Loving the video. Giving me Full Metal Alchemist vibes.
Yeah. Everybody's going this shoegaze shit, huh? That's what it reminds me of. Just fucking dreamy and shit.
Yeah, so it's just proof that 20 years ago, the Deftones defined what music's going to sound like now.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
It's funny, too, because I'm seeing the Deftones just literally shared on, like, RollingStone.com all the time. Like, oh, they're doing their world tour now.
Uh-huh.
Like, literally, they're finally getting their fucking flowers.
They're the biggest they've ever been now.
Yeah, they're getting their fucking flowers, which is incredible.
It's crazy, actually, to think about.
Yeah, we saw them a couple years ago, dude.
Yeah, at a fucking Sick New World.
That's right.
The Sick New World, the first one. That shit was... They literally stole the show.
I mean, and you gotta give it up for a band like that. That one just continues to just pump out music.
Yeah.
It's almost like Pearl Jam, too. It's like Pearl Jam might not be your thing, but they continue to fucking pump out music.
I love Pearl Jam.
And I guarantee you, every record that you listen to, you'll find like two or three songs that you're like, this is awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, that to me is like the definitive of doing it right, being a musician and making that into a career. You see so many people in music, you know, oh yeah, they start a clothing company or they segue into this or they do production or whatever. But people who last out for fucking 30 years as a singer of their one band that they were a part of.
Yeah.
You know, and I know Chino has his side project. What was it?
Crosses. And another one.
Team Sleep.
Team Sleep.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm familiar with. Yeah.
Team Sleep was dope.
Yeah. And I mean, come on, man. You got to, like I said, give them their flowers. That's a band that deserves some shit. Like you, if you were to tell me right now, they were up for a nomination for the fucking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well deserved, my friend.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
Makes sense.
We should do our own Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because I always get pissed off at seeing like the bands that they put in there now.
Yeah.
Like I think
I'd be down with that.
I think we should start trying to start our own Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Should we do genres or like?
I think that there's a way to definitely break that down into like four or five genres that like you could
extreme
kind of
metal.
Be inclusive in every way, and then also like, you know, like I said, give everybody in each genre their credit.
That'd be fun, actually.
Maybe we'll do that.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe that's a good idea. Write that down, Mick. Write that down. Mick, write it down right now.
No, fuck you. I ain't writing shit.
There's going to be a poll in the chat below. Go ahead and...
I could do that, actually, I think. I think you can put a poll, right?
Yeah, you can on YouTube. Right.
Oh, sick.
What's our time marker out here?
I think we're good, huh?
120.
Yeah, oh, really? Okay, cool. So, yeah, let's wrap up on video. Yeah. Play a video and wrap up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrap up. Every time
we're gonna have to cut like 40 minutes of this, so we'll get like a good like 15
good,
minute
episode. Like 15 minute episode. Yeah. What's this? Another random pool.
This band's called Novelists.
Oh, I know Novelists. Yeah, I've definitely heard of them already.
Is it another women fronted band or no?
I don't believe so. Maybe it is.
Oh, maybe. Oh, that's the fucking Fifth Element. No,
is that Lilu?
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Yes. Always got to fucking hit a Lilu Dallas multipass. Coven, my man.
Oh, this is good, dude. I've never heard this before or anything even close to this ever in my life.
Mad Fifth Element vibes still, though. Even in the vocals, dude. Like, the hair, the vocals, the fucking... Yeah, it seems like they're leaning into that.
All these music videos are sick, though. I'll give everybody that. I just love the more, like, cinematic look to it.
Yeah. It gives me a lot of... I mean, maybe I'm not in touch with watching music videos these days, but I'm glad that, you know, the younger generation probably still is, since that's how they're connecting with mm-hmm. music these days. That's cool, you know? I don't personally connect with a lot of this... this stuff modern.
Well, what
modern
I like, days, what I like about this type of music video is it's not just the live band performance. It's like very cinematic. Like Korn used to do that
theatrical.
All the time.
It's got a whole storyline.
Yeah, I like that.
I remember back in the day, the thing that I used to be really like kind of into is like when it, like for example, like you saw like the Botula video from Poison the Will, like for the first time. Mm-hmm. Like my God, it was just like four dudes. Like and you're like, wait. It's only like four guys, and then they're fucking ripping it, dude. They're just like fucking just demolishing, just going flipping crazy, you know, playing their instruments. I loved that. That's what I miss about music videos. But I understand how it's like basically one trick pony shit as well.
You're saying they're these guys and gal or one trick ponies, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that these people are getting creative with, you know, how to show people their music and showcase it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, since we're women's music day, wood or wooden?
Wood.
Okay. I wouldn't on this one.
I'm kind of afraid that that's a wig.
It is a wig, definitely. Her hair is not that red. That's fake.
What do you think's under the wig?
I think she's bald. I think she has bald? Cancer. That's what I think. Why is it so quiet, though?
I know. It's a little...
I don't know. This is all shit it's I've good. Heard before. It's cool, good. But... Yeah,
that's a hard part with music, man. It could be proficient, but is it exciting? Is it a thing that catches your... Yeah, does it catch your attention?
I feel like there's a sick breakdown at the end. That's what I'm waiting for, but if there isn't, I'm going to be upset. At least need that, because...
School is out of session and
that's a perfect way to end it.
I love that, dude. I really do love that. That's fucking amazing.
Oh, that's it.
All right, collect your books, kids, and
that's funny, man. I love it. Go ahead. Take us out.
Me take us out?
Yeah, take us out.
Plug and then take us out.
Sure.
Okay, so yeah, follow me on Ranthony, our Instagram at Ranthony. Follow my new band, Witch. That's 2 V's, ITCH, the band.
Witch!
Easy to find. Pronounce it however you want.
Witch!
And then...
Witch!
I will be, doing some work with my...
Why are you guys ignoring me for it?
Yeah, keep the camera off of him. Please. Witch! Keep it off of him. Keep it off of the brain. I said off of it.
He's not on me.
Bitch! But, Nerdworthy, I'm going to be doing some work trying to start printing shirts, some shirt designs and stuff through the Nerdworthy page. So follow that. Same shit, Dead Widow, and Tension's Band. Johnny. Don't do it.
Thank you guys for watching. My name is Johnny Savage. Actually, my name is Johnny, and you can catch me on IG, Johnny Savage, JONNYSAVAG. Check out The Dunce. We just dropped an EP and a music video. That is The Dunce Official, or not official, but official on IG and on TikTok and stuff. And then check out The Stool Podcast on IG, on TikTok, right here on YouTube if you're watching, or if you're on Spotify. Make sure you guys follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do to keep in contact with us. You know, shoot us messages. Hey, maybe you want to be on the pod. You
We've
know?
Said it before.
Hit us up.
We only respond to negative comments. So yes. Talk trash on our page and we will respond to you.
Exactly. Tell us how much you don't like us and we'll respond. I ain't going to respond to you. Oh, you guys are funny. Like, no, I ain't going to respond to that because I know we're not funny. You guys
are lying. Yeah, we don't want you to suck our dicks. We don't want you to suck up to us.
Oh, and check out my band DNG. You can find us on IG, DNG Heavy. We have a new music video dropping this month, I think like in a couple of days. It might be out before this podcast drops, but check it out. The song is called Uncompromising. True Color is already out right now. If you want to watch that music video, it is out.
The man has too much going on. He can't keep track.
I can't keep track with that shit. There's too much songs. They're like, every day, they're like, yo, let's go record this song. I'm like, bro, we just dropped a song. But whatever, that's besides the point. And my band's not even that good anyway. And you're not even on me, Mick, so it's fine.
I was just pretending to...
I
that's
appreciate
why he's
you.
Off of you right now.
Appreciate you guys watching. Mick is right here. Tell
yeah,
him.
Mick, don't you dare do it, Johnny.
What I'm doing?
Don't do it, because he can
at
see you.
Nostradamus.
He can see you through the camera. He can see you through the camera. You son of a bitch.
Nostradamus on Instagram and everything.
You can't tell.
He done. So we have.
You can't tell what this means.
Yeah. Shut the fuck
yes,
up.
Yes, you can. Yes, you absolutely
new EP,
can.
New EP Ignite from The Dunce is out Ignite. Right now. Go ahead yes. and check it out. We have some pretty cool features, and that was the album that introduced our new compadre, Brandon the Wizard.
He's, hell yeah.
He's on the crew now, so go ahead and check him out as well. Cherry Coyote, been working on some stuff, been getting the whole entire package bowed up, and... you know, going to be pushing some stuff out pretty soon. And I want to say thank you guys for tuning into The Stool Podcast. Go ahead and leave it a like, subscribe, hit that bell icon for more information on when we release new episodes. And also, too, leave us a nasty comment below for yes. all the shit talking that we do.
Yes. Talk shit with us. We'll talk shit back.
Talk shit to us. We'll talk shit back. And yeah. So this has been The Stool Podcast.
I'm just a
he peace. Did it. Love it.
He did it. You see it? We're just fans of Elon here. That's all.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Not you're a single the one. Hey, not, you're the not one. Not a single fan of Elon.
You're
here.
The one that has a band called Vitch. So you're the closest one.
Vitch.